When you learn, teach. When you get, give. This is a quote from Maya Angelou, an American memoirist, poet, and civil rights activist. Welcome to Real Estate with Nicole. There's a proverb that roughly translates, knowledge is power. Simply put, the more you know, the more empowered and confident you are to plan and take action to reach your goals. And in this case, your real estate investing goals. Before we get started, I want to tell you about an exciting week that I just had. Yesterday was the last day of a professional development class that I attended for the entire week. I am 100% a proponent of improving your knowledge, improving yourself in how you interact with individuals, and gathering knowledge to further help yourself and to help others. This course was one of those courses, and I was extremely inspired. And this is the impetus of the podcast for today. In today's episode, I'll be kicking off a brief series highlighting key factors to an effective strategy for investing in pre-construction real estate, with primary focus on condominiums. While the process for investing in pre-construction is like that of residential resale, there are some areas that you should consider ahead of your journey. Let's get started. Today's episode will focus on location, location, location. As in all real estate, that is one of the key criteria for selecting your investment property, whether it's a place where you're going to be the end user and you're going to live in it with your family, or if it's going to be an investment property where you will be able to provide home and a living space for others. Before we get into location, let's delve into a little bit about the history of what the condo market has progressed over the past 50 years. In the 70s, we saw approximately 11,500 plus condominium units being built. There wasn't a lot of activity, but the center of these condominium builds was in the core of Toronto. In the 1980s, we saw an additional shift in building more condominiums and more condo units being available. However, due to high interest rates and other financial issues going on at the time, there wasn't a high uptake with regards to pre-construction investment in condominiums. However, as we fast forward into the 90s, early 90s, we saw some of the trends in the mid to late 80s continue. However, in the late 1990s, we saw an uptick in real estate investing in the condominium, pre-construction condominium market. In the 1990s, we had more than 49,000 units that were available. However, as we got into the 2000s, we saw a doubling of the activity of pre-construction condominium units that were available and sold during this period. We reached more than 103,000 units that were available during this period. And that includes a time when we had the financial crisis in 2008. During the 2010s, we saw the trend of condo purchases for pre-construction continue. However, what we did notice that there were more units available for families and with kids. So larger units were being built. In April of 2010, they saw a year-over-year increase in equity or value of the condominium units of 10%. And during this time period, the 2010s, we saw over 109,000 units created and sold during this time period. Into the 2020s, we have seen a spike in the number of condominium units in 2021. And this is coming off of the pandemic with historically low interest rates and a strong need for people to have a place to live with the record immigration that we have been seeing over the past couple of years. More recently, in the past couple of years, in 2022 into 2023, we have definitely seen a slowing of the number of units that are being sold in the Greater Toronto Area. And this is can be attributed to such things such as the level of interest rates and how they have risen since February of 2022 into 2023. So this type of economic uncertainty and the cost for owning or cost for owning a home has impacted the level of activity in the market today. So why do I tell you this? Just wanted to give you a little bit of history in terms of what has happened in the condo real estate market in the GTA over the past 50 years. However, another factor that you should consider with regards to thinking about the market in general in the GTA over the past 50 years is that we have seen a trend of equity growth over the past 50 years of approximately 6.6% year over year on average during this time period. You know, there are ebbs and flows, there are peaks and values with regards to this trend, but in general, that trend line has been going up slowly over the period of time. So just to give you a little bit of context with regards to what has been happening in the condo market for the past 50 years and how it has grown and how it exploded or the explosion started in the late 90s, and it continues to progress to current time. Another benefit of investing in pre-construction condominium is the fact that you would have a Tarion home warranty. It's a home warranty that is available for 7 years or lasts for 7 years. And it basically protects a limited amount of your investment funds. So depending on the property type, specifically, we're talking about condominiums, but condominiums or freehold, depending on that property type, you would have a limited protection with regards to your financial investment. Additionally, you would have protection with regards to certain defects and issues that may arise within this particular period. You would need to make sure that you review the specifics related to your particular warranty. But that's another benefit. And another benefit is that this is a brand new construction, and you should anticipate that you would have very limited issues that could arise during at least the first year or so with regards to your investment. So those are some of the key benefits with regards to investing in pre-construction condominium. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty of location. Why is location so important? In real estate, it's location, location, location. And with pre-construction, we can amplify that even more. Location, location, location. When you invest in a pre-construction project, obviously, once you invest in that particular area or unit, you cannot move that building to another location. You are stuck with it. So this is why it's important for you to really consider this in your strategy when you're looking at pre-construction buildings, units, opportunities that may come across to you. You want to know what determines a good location versus a AAA location versus something that's not a AAA location. The one thing that drives the location factor is transit. Are you close to a transit hub? Are you close to thoroughfares, highways? Is it accessible for people to get to? That is one of the key factors for an investor to consider when with respect to location. How close is it to the transit hub? Typically, research has shown that people tend to like to live within a 500 meter circumference of a transit hub or access to a transit hub. So that is one thing that you should always consider when you're looking at a pre-construction build. Location. I right off the bat, it's the transit hub. But why is location important? Well, we really want to make sure that you are protecting yourself as an investor in terms of the future. The future in terms of how can you anticipate your investment to grow? Is the value going to grow? What is that potential appreciation? And as an end user, you know, you are using this property. Is it important for you to be close to a transit hub? Or if you are building a legacy and it's something that's going to be passed down, when it's sold, is it going to still hold that value or appreciate? Or if it's leased, rented, is it going to continue to bring value to that individual who is using the particular investment property? So that's one of the key things. It's really protecting your investment in the sense that you want, when you're investing in something, you want the equity to grow. Whether you're an investor for the property or end user, you always want your investment to grow and prosper. Another factor for you to consider in investing in pre-construction condominium is asking yourself, is this part of a master build community? So a master build community is typically a community that is being gentrified in the sense that the government, whether it be municipal, provincial, federal, two of them, all of them, they are investing in the particular area to really further develop the community. So is that something that is being done? So when you have a master build community, typically it's based on the live, play, work. Three of those criteria. Somewhere where somebody can live, they can play, there's all the amenities that they need, whether it's going out to a coffee shop, eating out for dinner, hanging out with friends, being in a park, having that play available to them, and work somewhere where there's commercial, there's retail, it's easy for them to live. And also grocery, typical amenities, corner stores, retail for clothing, any of those items. So typically with a master build community, it's really trying to integrate that. So people don't really have to go out of their particular area in order to live comfortably and enjoy their home. What's another thing? It's really important for you to look at the neighborhood statistics. What is employment like? Are there any offices? Who are the major employers that are close by? What kinds of schools are there? Are there elementary schools, secondary schools, colleges, et cetera? What's the mix of the neighborhood? What's available? Is there daycare available? Is the daycare accessible? Just understanding what it's like in the neighborhood. As I mentioned before, transit and the proximity of the transit. The closer you are to transit, bigger the difference it will make for your particular property in terms of value and appreciation and desirability for yourself as an end user or desirability for a potential renter in the future. And then another item to consider is the walk score. How easy is it to get around by walking? Can you just walk to the corner store? Is it 5 minutes away? Or do you need to get in the car and drive? Those kinds of things are things that as an investor, you need to think about. They don't need to be perfect, but you need to understand what is happening or what potentially is going to be happening in the area of where you're investing. Having that knowledge is going to help you to make a well-informed decision with regards to your real estate investment. Another item, and I kind of alluded to it before, but a tenant. What quality of tenant are you going to attract for that particular unit, that particular project? So think about who may be your potential tenant, who would want to live there, how long may they want to live there. Those are factors that you kind of need to think about with regards to your potential property. For an example, in the downtown core, you're probably more than likely going to get a lot of young professionals who want to be able to save their money and in a few years move on and to invest in their own property. So those individuals are going to be looking for something that is not necessarily too large, something that is economical, but something where they can save their money and then move on to the next potential opportunity. So those are some of the things you need to think about. Or it could be, say, a new build in Hamilton that is close to a GO Train hub that is being built. And it's also close to the medical school. That might be a great opportunity for people who are attending post-secondary school in that area and the medical school. Somebody might want to be walking distance to the hospital as they are going through medical school, and they need to be close to where they are, and they need to have amenities that are very close and convenient to them. And they're also right on top or close to the transit system if they want to come into downtown Toronto or anywhere west or east of where they're currently living. So those are the kinds of things that you might want to think about. Who is that potential tenant, and what is the quality of the tenant that you would be attracting to your particular building or unit? Another item to consider is also the supply and demand. What's available? Is that something that you feel is an appropriate investment to make? Right now, we have a lot of people coming into the country, and we're going to have more over the next few years as we have approximately, say, 500,000 new immigrants coming into the country. There's going to be a huge demand, and there's not a lot of supply. So those are factors to think about as well. As an investor, being able to provide them with a place that has high proximity to a transportation hub, to amenities. And maybe when they're coming into the country, they may not have their own transportation and they are going to be relying on public transit. That's something to think about when you're looking at your investment and what you want to do with it in the future and how potentially it can grow and sustain itself with future tenants. So those are the key areas with respect to location that you would need to investigate and understand while you are determining which condo unit or which project you wish to invest your funds in. Nothing is a waste of time if you use the experience wisely. This is a quote from Auguste Rodin, a French sculptor. Like what you hear, follow us on your favorite podcast app and leave a rating and review. If you know someone who could benefit from this episode, please share it with them. Sharing is caring. Thank you. Last but not least, I would like to thank my producer, Stories and Strategies, for their excellent work.